Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
You are the creator of your own surrounding. This is one of the hardest concepts that men, and by men, I mean in the general sense, man and woman, mankind, that men seek to find and grasp. You see, you are the creator of your reality. You are the creator of your external circumstances. In fact, your external circumstances are not real. What is actually real is your inner circumstances, because it is your inner circumstances that determine your external circumstances. My friends, both male and female, both men and women, both lady and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my friends, I tell unto you, you've been lied to. You've been lied to because you have been told that there is lack in this world. You've been lied to because nature does not create lack. Man creates lack. You see, it is not an orange tree that has produced itself into lack. Neither has a rain cloud produced itself into lack. The waters of this earth did not produce themselves into lack. Mountains did not produce themselves into lack. Hurricane or tornado, they do not produce themselves into lack. Yet when man decides to take ownership and control of something, he, as the winner who is there first, creates rules that create lack for those who follow them. You see, it is your inner world that creates your circumstances, and the way you perceive lack will be the way in which you have perceived it in your mind first. If you can free yourself in your mind, if you can free yourself in your mind, and you know that there is no lack, that you do not have to be victim of your neighborhood or society or culture, that you, yes, you, as an immigrant moving into a country, do not have to be an immigrant forever. You, yes, you, as a native of that country, do not have to not recognize the blessings inside of your country forever. As you, as a molested teen or daughter or son, you, as a person who was supposed to have low self-esteem your whole life, if you can change your inner world, you shall change your outer world. You see, it's not your outer world that controls you. It's your inner world that controls you, because there is no lack. Therefore, there is no outer world. The only world that exists is the inner world. That is you. You have been creating your own reality. You have been creating your own circumstances. You have been creating your own world. Since the day you were born. You were born into your parents' world in which they created for you. And then when you came into consciousness, you start creating how you will fit in that world. It's the hardest concept for men, and by men, I don't mean man, I don't mean woman. I mean all of mankind, both men and women, both Greek and Jew, both Jew and Gentile, hamlets to great cities, black and white, big and small. When I say men, I mean all-inclusive. Anything that is carbon-based with the cognitive ability to think rationally and with reason. When I say men, I mean you, the one listening to me. You have been creating your outer circumstances since the day you've grown into your consciousness. And what you see on the outside right now is what you have on the inside right now. What you are is what you think. You have been creating your current circumstances. You are a creator. It's now time to create what is worthy of you. You have always created. Your inner world is a direct fault of your own thinking. therefore your outer world, is a direct fault of your own thinking. Your inner world is a reflection of you. Your outer world is a reflection of you. Therefore, the only thing that actually exists in this reality is a reality in your mind. And that reality is a reality that you force yourself to live within. Your children, your friends, and your loved ones. It is not the outside world that matters. It is the inside. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. You can plan better. You can dominate.